This is the Don and Mike Show.
To be blatantly honest, I was more nervous than I'd ever been on a flight. I've never felt so offended in my life. I felt like I had been physically abused and neglected. I was forced to sit next to human excrement for 7 hours.
Oh, my.
Sickening. It's a nauseating smell. It's very uncomfortable. I don't know how you can say a plane needs to be grounded one day for a problem that's not as major as the problem the next day, and it doesn't qualify for being grounded. But to be told that we were supposed to monitor what comes out the other end of us was insulting.
Yes.
Oh, wow. All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement. Don and Mike Show.
That's just enough of that. Stinky McStinkface.
Stinky McStinkface.
They are lousy with VD. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Amen.
You know what it's time for now.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm going to get out my piece of technology known as a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
This was big news here in D.C. earlier in the week. I'll just read you the headline. Marion Barry cleared of DUI and other traffic charges.
Ooh.
Mayor for life, Marion Barry was acquitted of driving under the influence and three other traffic charges after he testified he had a glass of wine and at least five different medications on the night of his arrest.
Totally behaving himself.
Now, let me see. If I call the BlackBerry up
to get your messages, well,
and
hello.
Hello?
Hi, you reached Don Geronimo's BlackBerry.
Here's my BlackBerry.
If you would like to hear Don's message, press 1. You have reached Don Geronimo. If you'd like to leave a message, just go ahead and tell him anything you want. Make sure you mention the time and the date that you called. And
Mayor Barry?
You want. Yep.
You got to make the opening on my BlackBerry a little shorter.
Okay. All right. Press if you'd like to hear Don's, if you'd like to record a new message, press 1. Don ain't home. Leave a message. Thank you. Man, ain't that a bitch? I screwed that up. Let me do it again. You want to record another message? Press 1. Hi, you reached Don Geronimo. He ain't home. Leave a message at the beep. All right. Is that all right?
How do I check my messages?
If you'd like to check Don's messages, press 2. Hello. You reached Don's message board. And if you'd like to check Don's messages, all you have to do is press 2. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 messages.
Wow.
To listen to your messages, press 1.
I have the best BlackBerry in the world.
You do.
To listen to your messages, press 1. If you would like to have Don's messages received in Spanish, press 2.
Oh, wow.
I ain't doing that. Press 1 for English. For Don's first message, press 1 again. Hi. This is Mayor Barry for life. And it's time for me to read Don's messages to you. For Don's first message comes from Michael Hughes. To listen to Michael Hughes' message, press 1 again. Don, I just got back from my vacation. We had a fabulous time on a new cruise. You must come with us sometime. I like nude cruising just about as much as I like anything. To listen to Don's second message, press 2. This second message is from Rob Spiewak.
My good buddy, Rob.
Don, I was thinking just the other night, what makes a Nazi? To listen to Don's third message, press 3.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
I love those tapes you say on the show. That's funny. You hear I beat the rap?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, I heard that.
I kicked their ass.
You got off again, Mayor for Life.
Mayor for Life. They won't be coming at me again. I beat them. I beat them like a red-haired stepchild. I sure did.
Are you wearing your African clothes now?
No, I don't got the kente outfit. I'm just wearing a T-shirt, tank top. I'm wearing a tank top and some...
A wife beater?
Yeah, the way you call it a wife beater, I call it a tank top. But, yeah, it's a wife beater with Nike shorts. I got Nike shorts on, and I'm wearing some sandals, too. I have briefly stepped out of character so I could talk to you. Hey, how you been doing?
How's Effie?
Not too good. No. Oh. No, not good. Not good at all. I'm so sorry. But we ain't married no more. So you know how that goes. I'm married to Cora Mastersberry now. You know that, right? Cora Mastersberry.
She's a piece of ass, right?
Yeah, they all are. But I'm just doing it. You know, I'm not as young as that.
Wasn't Effie supposed to be one of those gals that drove on both sides of the road?
I think so. Maybe after we were together. I don't understand, because once you've been with me, it's the best. That's the whole wide world, I tell you. Cora's doing okay. She's weary. But how do I express this? She is sensitive to my needs, if you know what I mean.
You're still very active, aren't you, Mayor for Life?
Oh, I have to tell you, Don, I've got lots of needs. I have a need for more power. I have a need, once again, to rule the District of Columbia. And I would like to get back to mayor. And then perhaps, you know, if they get us in the House, I'd like to be a congressman. I ain't going to chuck anything out the window. I've beaten some of my demons down.
How are things in Ward 8?
Ward 8 is the best ward in D.C. Very happy about things that are going on in Ward 8. We're very happy about everything that's going to be developing in Ward 8. And I'm very excited about all the opportunities that are going to come in with the new national stadium, which, two words for you, Don.
Yes.
Kickback. Oh. Yes, sir. Kickback to Councilman Barry. That's the way I look at it. And I tell them, you not only do that, but keep it away from the goddamn IRS.
Hey, Mayor Barry.
Yeah, I'm standing by.
I was talking to Joe. You know Joe Ardinger.
Oh, yeah, Joe Ardinger. He's on your BlackBerry. He left you a message earlier. If you want to play, you got to hit the buttons again. But we're talking now.
Well, do you know that he wanted to talk to you? He said whatever it is that you wanted, you would have. Where's that park that he went to all the time?
Turkey Hill Park?
Turkey Hill.
Joe said he'd meet you tonight at Turkey Hill Park.
Is he going to be in Dennis Murphy's car, or is he going to be in his own car?
I think he's going to be in Dennis's car.
All right, I'll be down there. You tell me get over there about midnight, so I'll come back around. We'll have a good time, me and Joe. Joe gets the best quality stuff I've ever had in my life. He's got the best quality stuff. He really does. I've always said that. It'd be a prescription or otherwise. It's either, if you want, I told somebody, you want to get high, you go find yourself a Joe Ardinger. He'll set you up fine. He will indeed. Would you like to listen to more of your messages?
Oh, I would, please, Mayor Barry.
Would you do me a favor now?
Yes, Mayor Barry.
Press 2, please. Message number 3 from Matt the Pole.
Oh, Matt the Polar.
Don, thank you, thank you, thank you. 1,000 times thank you. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you talking to me for so long and convincing me that I am indeed gay. Now I will no longer pursue women, and I will enjoy the company of men, just like you said I should, because I am gay. Thank you, Don, and I look forward to having another fatherly chat with you at some time in the future. To hear Don's next message, press 4. This next message is from Joe Ardinger.
Here's the one.
Pause. Yeah, I got to put in pause because he waits a while. Then tap, 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 tap. That is my skull. I'm so wasted. To hear Don's next message, press 5. From John Norman.
Don, our producer.
This is your producer for this week, John Norman. Would you like to get a free kitten? To hear Don's next message, press 6. This next message is from Buzz Burbank.
You know, that one could have been interpreted as cruel, Mike.
That was, oh man, that's right. I completely forgot that.
You forgot that John had to put one of his cats to sleep this week.
Hey, man, I didn't do that. I didn't mean no offense there, Johnny. Jesus, I forgot that. I'm very sorry. I really did. I didn't, Jesus. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
This next message is from Buzz Burbank.
Oh.
Don.
Yes.
I will not be able to go to church with you because I don't believe in God. To hear Don's next message, press 7. from Michael Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, buddy, how come you never call me back? To hear Don's next message, press 6. From Joe Ottinger. Hey, Don, would you like some barbecue chicken? I just made it, and it smells great. I'll send it to you tomorrow if you want some. To hear Don's next message,
wow,
press 7. From Robert the Angry Mailman.
Oh, my.
Don, this is Robert the Mailman.
Why? That's all I have to say. Why?
Why?
Why you do that? Why you do that to me? I don't understand you. I don't know, but I'm sure angry. Angry. To hear Don's, oh, I'm sorry, we're out of messages. If you would like to leave a message for Don, call him on his number, his secret number that nobody knows. This has been Don's BlackBerry saying over and out. Thank you very much.
I've got one for you.
Yeah, now I can talk to you because I gave you all your messages.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Effie says, where are my wigs?
Now stop it. That's not... Don. You're going back to that, aren't you? Yes, sir. What am I going to do with
you? You did her wrong, Marion Barry.
Oh, I didn't. I tell you. Oh, you got another message just came in.
She stood by you all those years, and now look what you're doing.
You got another message just came in, dog. From Super Dave. The shower is broke at the boarding house. Can I come over to your house? You have one more message, a new message. To hear your new message, press 1. From Mike O'Mara. Huh? Why? Why you do that? Why you do that, dog? Oh, look at that.
Are you talking about the Effie thing?
It's another message. Another message just came in.
It just came in right now.
From Rob Spiewak. Oh. Hey, Don, didn't you think that was funny the way I sent away my kids today? Man, that was funny. I sure love making you and Mike laugh. I surely do. To hear the next message for Don, press 3. From Mike O'Mara once again.
Hi, Mike.
That's okay, Don. You can make all the extra jokes you want. No problem at all. To hear Don's next message, press 5. From John Norman. Don, would you fire Mike? He made a joke about cats on the same week that I had to get one of mine put away. That son of a bitch, I want him dead, and I want him dead now.
Hey, Mayor Barry?
Yeah, Don, I'm
right. You ever been to Johnny's house?
No, I never had the pleasure.
You know, it's a beautiful spread.
Yeah.
But it has that crack house feeling. I'll tell you why. You'll relate to this.
Hello.
John's got like nine or ten cats in his house.
Yeah.
And outside, literally, I'm not kidding, he's got like 25 random wild cats that are on his property.
Well, that's what we should do, what I would suggest what we do.
What?
Is that we get some food and go over there. And of course, based on what we're going to do while we're over there, we won't eat the food. That'll be it. We'll have to leave because we'll be doing some drugs. Don't you understand? You understand? Yeah. Oh, you got another message coming in.
Oh, a new one.
From Mike O'Mara. Thinking of my reunion makes me cry. I am reluctant to go. I am feeling so old. Can you counsel me like you counseled Matt DePaul when you told him he was gay? I'm sorry, there are no more messages.
Listen, we gotta end, Mayor Barry.
I gotta run. I hope you've enjoyed listening to Don's BlackBerry. If you would like to call him sometime, you need his super secret number. And I thank you. Remember, Mayor for life.
There he goes. Wow. That's a great service.
He's out.
And he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Oh, did I have another message?
He's gone like the wind.
What was the other message?
I need some insulin. The beaties is killing me. Look at this. Look, we have turned it into an ISDN line. I sure hope you come down to Ward 8 and visit me. If you'd like the weather, press 3. Damn, it wasn't supposed to rain today.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.